This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So much of the headlines, if you've noticed the last few days, have been about the poison control centers being called in multiple different states as people have been overdosing on animal ivermectin products. And so we see these headlines, and the big narrative is ivermectin's bad. Don't do it. Don't do it. Ivermectin's bad. Don't touch it. And so it's really similar to what happened during the dihydroxychloroquine controversy, where some studies were coming out going, other studies are like, nah. And people were scared of COVID. They don't want to get COVID. I mean, we're doing a really, really good job in America, you know, scaring people about how COVID can kill. You know, it at first was, everybody was poo-pooing it and everybody was trying to say it was fake. No, we are doing a really good job in the media, almost too good a job, such that people are so scared to death that they are going to want to self-treat. Americans aren't stupid. You can't just tell them one thing and then expect them to, you know, not freak out and then say, yeah, but then just sit here and just wait. Americans don't want to wait. It's been 16, 17 months. So ivermectin, I studied back in the 90s when I worked at the EPA. It's an anti-parasite deworming medication. We do have some FDA human indications for lice, scabies, or rosacea, I should say, rosacea. So we do use topical ivermectin. But in terms of oral ivermectin, we usually use that for animals. Well, there have been a couple studies that have come out saying, wow, this is something that we could probably use in the COVID fight. So the media doesn't cover a lot of that. What the media is covering is the problem at hand, which is poison control centers are saying people are getting ill. They're coming in. GI upset, liver disease, you know, they absorbed too much ivermectin because they took a horse ivermectin. I don't know where you get horse ivermectin. All I can tell you as a physician who takes care of patients, people, human people, I've been getting calls for months on, can I get a prescription for ivermectin? Now, I can't. I'm not allowed to on telemedicine because you can only do what the FDA approves and the CDC approves. But, man, people have been calling asking for ivermectin for a while. In fact, I don't know if you remember, there was a doctor from, I believe, East Virginia Medical School. It's Eastern Virginia Medical School, who had suggested early on in the pandemic you might be able to use ivermectin as a single dose for mildly symptomatic patients at home. So this ivermectin thing has been brought up since the beginning, and they think that ivermectin could have a role in preventing the virus from, I guess, interfering. They believe the ivermectin blocks the proteins of the virus from taking over our cells' nucleus and DNA. Now, again, the studies are controversial, but we're starting to see a little bit more evidence that's working. Well, now we have a new headline when it comes to ivermectin, where apparently a woman, she really loves her husband. And I gotta say, you know, people are probably calling her names. I think this woman is a hero because she loves her husband. Her husband is apparently battling serious COVID for weeks in the hospital. She probably sees the writing on the wall. People who battle COVID in the hospital for weeks don't usually make it. And so she asked the hospital to give him ivermectin. I believe the hospital wouldn't allow it. So she sued. So WXIX is saying that a woman has sued Westchester Hospital in Cincinnati. And the judge ruled in her favor. The August 23rd decision, which came 3 days after her complaint, requires a hospital to allow Dr. Fred Wagschul to administer 30 milligrams of ivermectin a day for 3 weeks to her husband, Mr. Smith. Her husband, I don't know if I have his first name here. I have to look that up. And so apparently Dr. Fred Wagschul is a pulmonologist, co-founder of the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, and I believe that alliance actually supports the use of ivermectin. So nobody is forcing somebody to do medicine that they're not comfortable with. You can't do that. You can't force a doctor to do something that they're not comfortable with unless they don't want to save a person's life. Then there's like an ethical issue. But Dr. Wagschul states from the countries that we've seen that have emptied their hospital, this medicine is very, very effective. So he's a believer. So they're going to start to administer ivermectin to this guy who's about, I think he's like 51 years old. And then, you know, we're going to see what happens. The only thing I'm kind of concerned about is ivermectin needs to be administered early on. So I don't know if it's going to do that much, which means if he dies anyway, despite being on the ivermectin, we really can't use that in science. And I'm sure the media is going to say, you see, it doesn't work. Ivermectin has to be used in certain, you know, time periods. In fact, a recent study had said for early COVID, for mild COVID, they found, let me see, this was, I think, let me give you the authors on this one. It's a new study. I've been trying to do as much of a literature search as possible. A 5-day course of ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19 could reduce the duration of the illness. This is by Dr. Sabina Ahmed and colleagues from the International Journal of Infectious Diseases. But again, mild COVID, you got to kind of administer it early, and it's a 5-day treatment. Another, though, study in the American Journal of Therapeutics thinks that ivermectin is a game changer, that ivermectin can possibly, they say, if used early in the clinical course, could reduce the numbers progressing to severe disease. So her fighting for her husband, I think, is a beautiful thing. You know, I love seeing wives love their husbands and husbands love their wives. I mean, for him, I would have probably done the same thing. If my baby is there dying, I'm gonna fight for their lives. The problem is the ivermectin, if it is going to be eventually accepted, it has to be administered early. Right now, we're telling people to not touch ivermectin, especially from veterinary sources. Talk to your doctor about some medications you could take. Monoclonal antibodies, I believe, are right now approved. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We have some breaking news. 2 people have been killed and at least 10 others injured when 7 vehicles plunged into a deep hole where a dark rural highway collapsed as Hurricane Ida blew through Mississippi. This has been reported by ABC News. They say torrential rain may have caused the collapse Monday night, and the drivers may not have seen that the roadway in front of them had disappeared. Oh, how frightening. This is according to Mississippi Highway Patrol Captain Cal Robertson. The George County Sheriff's Department received the first call about a crash at about 10:30 p.m., and imagine, if you are driving and you die, you can't call or let anybody know. And so this could have been going on for a while. Robertson told the Associated Press that some of the vehicles ended up stacked on top of each other as they crashed into the abyss, which opened up in a rural area without streetlights. Ida dumped as many as 13 inches of rain as it blew through Mississippi, according to the National Weather Service. According to Robertson, they said you can imagine driving at night with heavy rain coming down. It's just nothing but a wall of water, your headlights reflecting back on you. That had to have been frightening. State troopers, emergency workers, rescue teams responded to Highway 26 west of Lucedale, about 60 miles northeast of Biloxi, to find both the east and westbound lanes had collapsed. Robertson said the hole was around 50 to 60 feet long and 20 to 30 feet deep. A crane was brought in to lift the vehicles out of the hole. Jerry Lee, 42 years old of Lucedale, was pronounced dead at 1:20 a.m. George County High School said one of its students, a senior, was hospitalized with critical injuries after crashing into the hole. The school was closed because the collapsed highway had created problems for buses and other traffic. So Mississippi Southern District Transportation Commissioner Tom King said he didn't know anything unusual about the soil conditions where the highway caved in. Could have been sinkhole. They said, we just got bombarded here in South Mississippi with rain. King said work crews were checking other highways and areas that received heavy rain from Ida. I should hope so. Now, about 3,100 and 5,700 vehicles drive along that stretch of two-lane highway on an average day, according to Mississippi Department of Transportation data. They said it's going to take us a while to redo it and make it right again and make it safe for folks to go over. So bad. Hurricane Ida blasted ashore Sunday, as you know, as a Category 4 storm. It was one of the most powerful to ever hit the U.S. mainland. Knocked out power to much of southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi. We're hearing that millions are without power. Roofs blown off buildings, causing widespread flooding, and a surge of ocean water that briefly reversed the flow of the Mississippi River. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but that is just absolutely frightening. Also frightening is the Caldor Fire. The Caldor Fire has jumped the highway amid an evacuation order and is now still scorching towards pristine Lake Tahoe. So Lake Tahoe, as you know, is on the border of California and Nevada. I learned how to ski there, spent many weekends up in Tahoe when I went to medical school up in Reno. It's probably one of my favorite lakes. It's beautiful because not only does it cool you off on a warm day, but also you see snow. You have snow on the beach. It's you have beaches, but you have snow. It's just absolutely exquisite, and it's very, very scenic. And there's a loop that goes around the whole entire lake. I've driven around the lake. It takes a couple hours, and sadly, the Caldor Fire is bearing down on this highway. It grew overnight. It jumped the highway and prompted mass evacuations of the lakeside town. The Caldor Fire, they said, is scorching its way towards South Lake Tahoe. Residents on Monday frantically scrambled east towards Nevada on Highway 50 amid the evacuation order. And the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said the wildfire reached nearly 300 square miles on Tuesday. It remains active in an area south of South Lake Tahoe. The fire ignited August 14th. So this has been going on a couple weeks now. It's about 16% contained. Now, they say conditions today were expected to fan the flames further, with a red flag warning remaining in effect across the region. Wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour and single-digit humidity could cause fires to grow rapidly before being put out. So, nearby casinos had to shut down, a local hospital evacuated, tourists and residents jammed the streets, and it's just, sadly, not a good scene. So the evacuation orders went into effect for the city's 22,000 residents. The fire jumped Highway 89, was moving north on a ridge into Myers in South Lake Tahoe. So not Highway 50, it jumped Highway 89. People are evacuating on Highway 50. Crews were expected to begin structure protection on homes near the Christmas Valley community. So this Caldor Fire is one of 83 large fires and complexes right now, burning more than 3,900 square miles across the West. And the evacuation process has been slow. Ken Breslin was stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic less than a mile from his home Monday with only a quarter tank of gas in his Ford Escape as the evacuation order came. He said, until this morning, I didn't think there was a chance it could come into this area. Now it's very real. So the fire has destroyed over 480 homes and 182 other commercial or smaller structures. At least five people have been injured. 3,784 firefighters were battling the flames. And I'm hearing that people aren't moving more than, I guess, a few feet per minute, if that. And so they're pretty much stuck in traffic. I'm not sure what happens if you run out of gas. Oh, the stress. So Lake Tahoe draws about 15 million visitors a year. The water is so blue. In fact, I think there's like a water that comes out of Tahoe that we drink. There's a, I forget if it's called ice. There's some sort of a water product. Oh, it's so tasty. And, you know, the lake is amazing. There was even a nude beach. When I was in medical school, there was like an area, a nude beach. I couldn't do it, you know, because I'm so prude. But there's a cove. I forget what it's called. And you would, Zephyr Cove, I'm not sure, but you would go down, you would hike. You'd have to hike about a mile or two. And it was this pretty little secluded beach, but that's where people would do their nude beaching. The thing is people would be up on the mountain watching, and they'd have binoculars and things like that. But I just liked the beach. I'd wear a bathing suit because it was a cool beach. I mean, it was your own little cove. It was fantastic. So it still is. I just don't know if they're still allowing it to be nude anymore. But sadly, trails, houses, ski resorts are in trouble. They say Heavenly Ski Resort straddles the state line with lifts and trails in both states. Monday's evacuation orders included Heavenly Ski Resort around its California operations. On the Nevada side of the border, the state's gaming control board and some resorts began shutting down certain portions of their gaming operations. They said we could presume that this could escalate over the coming hours. Now, the Dixie Fire is further north in California. Dixie Fire Sheriff's Offices in two counties expanded evacuation orders Monday. The crews are trying to prevent the fire from reaching the Highway 70 corridor. They say the Lassen County Sheriff's Office told more residents to evacuate as the seven-week-old fire, 7 weeks of this, spread east of Boot Lake in the Lassen National Forest. So near the southern section of the fire, the Plumas County Sheriff's Office told multiple communities to leave as the fire presses across Genesee Valley and Grizzly Ridge, moving closer to Lake Davis in the Plumas National Forest. So apparently, I think 1,200 square miles have been ablaze with this. It's the second largest wildfire in state history, destroyed 1,200 structures, including 685 houses. A red flag warning is also in effect near the Dixie Fire. Dixie Fire started July 13th. Apparently $1 billion has already been incinerated. More than another billion is being threatened, they say. And 13 large wildfires currently burning across California. According to USA Today, climate change has caused wildfires in the West to grow more frequent and intense in recent years. Climate's always changing. I don't know how many fires we had, you know, when the Grand Canyon was being made, and when we had the big Galveston hurricane and things like that. But all right, I will admit that our climate always changes. And that's just the nature of climate. Climate doesn't stay the same and never stays predictable. And we're having some sort of a change. But if you think it's our hamburger, if you think it's our cars, I will support protecting the environment, but I'm not going to stop eating my hamburger. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. Sadly, we still have probably weeks left to our wildfire season. We're not really seeing a lot of rain. You know, much of the rain and the moisture is hitting, obviously, the east with hurricanes. But when it comes to the west is pretty dry. And these trees are just, they're just sitting there, sitting ducks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. So Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ida made landfall in Louisiana as a hurricane, bringing lots of heavy rain and strong winds with it. Cajun Navy Relief President Colleen Udell explains how her organization is helping those impacted by the storm on America's Newsroom.
We've done water rescues and been working with Lafitte to help do wellness checks. Our partner organization, Britt Moore Rescue, has been down there this morning. We may be sending a couple of boats their way. That is still up in the air. Our operations are switching to chainsaw operations this morning as well in the Luling area.
At least two people died in Louisiana from the hurricane. President Biden set to address the nation following the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan later today, the Pentagon announcing the final withdrawal of American troops on Monday. USA Radio News. The United States has met today's deadline for withdrawing American troops from Afghanistan after the Taliban took over the country. Indiana Congressman Jim Banks, a veteran who served in Afghanistan, talks about Americans who are still in Afghanistan today on Fox News.
I don't know if Speaker Pelosi's in Washington or not. I'm guessing she's not. But Republicans are here demanding accountability and demanding that that the Congress do whatever it can to support this administration to get every American out of Afghanistan. While the administration is claiming victory, there are still Americans who have been left behind.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says many Americans who remain in Afghanistan chose to stay because they have deep roots and extended families. Those with eligible computers can get a free Windows 11 upgrade beginning October 5th. Microsoft saying some of the new features include new sounds and a redesigned start menu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so how many of you guys have worked for a boss that you thought was screwing you over? How many of you thought that your boss was underpaying you, was messing with your hours, was maybe not giving you the benefits you deserve, was not reimbursing things that you spent money on, was forcing you to work overtime or squeeze in extra work when they wouldn't pay you? I think we've all felt that way, and I think many of us have felt overworked and underpaid. Well, one, shall we say, entity that seems to be kind of infamous for people getting good money, people having good job security, are these civil servant or federal jobs. So when you work for the government, you really can't mess around. Pretty cut and dry. Now, many people might not go above and beyond, because, again, these are your hours. You clock in, you clock out. But there are many times where you do go above and beyond, and you want to get paid for that. Well, apparently a watchdog group, this is being reported by AP News, as well as, let me give this other source some credit here, publicintegrity.org, the United States Postal Service has allegedly been cheating their mail carriers for years. And in fact, post office managers have been caught changing employees' time cards. Now, the U.S. Postal Service were the ones that said, look, we got the election. We got this. You have mail imbalance. You have issues with mail imbalance. We got this. Don't worry. We can do it. You can trust us. How do we trust them if they're messing around with their own employees' time cards? Nancy Campos is a 59-year-old grandmother and a mail carrier for the U.S. Postal Service. She worked 13 days in a row without a lunch break. Now she's delivering on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday to keep up with the never-ending flow of boxes. But at the end of her shift that day, she filled out her timesheet. And she took a picture of it for proof. I used to always do that, too. I would take a picture just so in case there was any issue. I'm like, yep, here it is. And she said, I knew what was going to happen because it happens every pay period. She said 2 weeks later when she checked her pay stub in the payroll system, she was missing 6 hours of overtime pay. That added up to $200 in lost wages, a week's worth of groceries. The Postal Service, we're being told, according to Public Integrity and AP News, regularly cheats mail carriers out of their pay. Managers at hundreds of post offices around the country have illegally underpaid hourly workers for years, arbitrators and federal investigators have found. Now, they say private arbitration records tell part of the story. From 2010 to 2019, at least 250 managers in 60 post offices were caught changing the time cards to show them working fewer hours, resulting in unpaid wages. This is according to a batch of arbitration award summaries. Now, were the supervisors busted? No. They weren't busted. From what we understand, they just got a warning or more training, which means somebody higher up is telling them to do it. They say in four cities, arbitration documents show post office managers continue to alter time cards after promising union leaders they would stop. Now, back in 05, the Postal Service had been cited by the feds, I guess, 1,150 times for underpaying letter carriers and other employees, including one case that involved 164 violations. Now, the Labor Department got this data through the Freedom of Information Act. So they believe that postal workers lost about $659,000 in pay. Postal Service only had to pay back half of that. So, I just have to stop here for a second. Yeah, this is ridiculous. We are trying to have relationships with employers and employees where it's mutual, where if you do your work, you get paid. Just, it's really cut and dry. It's not rocket science. If the person does the work, you pay them. If the person doesn't do the work, you don't pay them for that time or for that project or for those hours. It's really that simple. Whatever you guys have in your contract. And on the flip side, employees, you don't steal. Don't say you worked when you didn't work. All right? Don't try to buff up, your time card. Now, I have heard employers tell me that they fix the time cards when they catch their employees cheating. Now, do you have proof that they're cheating? And some employers have told me that, yeah, if they see that they were just dinking around, that they took a 2-hour lunch, but they only put down a half hour, they fix it. Well, that could get you in some muddy water. The Labor Department will always side with the employee because the employee is more oppressed, and an employer is in a position where they can sadly oppress an employee. And so when there is a labor dispute, it usually goes, to the credit of the employee. But I am aware that some employees will sit on the clock, or they will say they work certain hours, or they'll forget to clock out. And then when they fix their time card, they're off by an hour. And so that's where you need good management and a good supervisor. Look, I'm not stupid. I remember I would be clocking out of a job, and I wanted to clock out, and there'd be a line of people. And I'm like, what's wrong? Is the time clock broken? They're like, no, we're waiting. I go, what are you waiting? Well, after the 7 minute mark, you get paid for the 15 minutes. So if you clock out at, let's say it's 1 in the morning. If you clock out at 1:05, you're paid for clocking out at 1 a.m. But if you clock out at 1:07 or 1:08, it rounds up and then you get paid until 1:15. So there's a line. I'm thinking I want to get home to the baby. You know, it's 1 in the morning and it's, you know, but I'm like, okay, well, I'm in line anyway, so I'm in line. So I'm in the back of the line anyway. I'm not going to be able to, you know. So I know that employees do like to do little tricks like that. But this so blatant, I'd really like to know what the heck is going on. Because how can an employer be just so blatant about taking off hours? Now, again, we don't know the whole story. Is it because it's somebody that went on their route and, you know, went to lunch, you know, went slower, took time, whatever? That's when the manager, the supervisor needs to figure out, wait a second, you're being paid for an 8-hour shift. Why is your shift 10 to 12 hours? Why are you going into overtime? Which is always a very difficult conversation. When you're an employer and you have to pay overtime, which is a lot of money, you know, why are you going into overtime when nobody else is? What is your job load that's so much different than somebody else's? So I get that there's people that could be cheating the system. But I don't understand how a government agency can have so much of this drama, such that you have hundreds of thousands of dollars off. So as an employee, you need to protect yourself. If you do the work, prove you did the work. It stinks that the burden of proof has to be on you. Take a picture of that time card, right? And if anybody accuses you of, you know, working slow, just to add up the extra hours, you know, look, I'm here in this neighborhood at this time. I'm here in this neighborhood at this time. This is the mail I have. This is what I'm doing. But, you know, a lot of employers, sadly, as a result, have rules that you don't get overtime. And so don't work overtime. If you're going to go into overtime, you stop immediately. And you give the rest of the work to the manager so they can determine why. And then get an evaluation as to why overtime is needed. I don't see how realistic that is with mail carriers, but we don't need mail carriers getting mad. We finally got rid of that bad term going postal. Right? We don't look at mail carriers now as going postal anymore. Right? So we're doing a pretty darn good job with that. But something like this is going to tick people off. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talked a little bit about this yesterday. So there was a headline where the Education Department is going to now investigate civil rights violations and disability violations when it comes to masks and when it comes to schools. And a lot of employers and schools, I think, have been wondering, okay, you know, when was this going to happen? Because sadly, you know, if you have somebody that is sick, if somebody who has trouble breathing, you know, little kid with asthma, doesn't want to put something on their face, how do you force them to do it? So when I heard that there was going to be an investigation into the civil rights, into see if we were discriminated against kids or people that could have medical conditions, I was actually kind of relieved that somebody's going to investigate this. But that's not the headline. The headline is completely different. Apparently, the Education Department is actually looking to see if it's a violation for a school or an employer to let it be a choice. So this is very, very confusing to many of us who were raised where you can't force somebody to do something. Where, you know, if you have a little African-American kid with asthma, and that kid tells you as a teacher that they can't breathe if something's over their face, you do everything you need to, for whether it's a kid, no matter what gender, race, whatever, to make sure that kid breathes. Apparently, if a school says, look, guys, use common sense. If you want the mask, fine. If you don't want the mask, fine. Apparently that, which you thought was protecting civil rights and those with disabilities or those with medical conditions, that's actually now a bad thing. So this is really, really confusing. So the Department of Education Civil Rights Office is actually reviewing indoor masking prohibitions in Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah, to see whether the ban in those states violate the rights of students with disabilities. Now, I'm under the impression that these states aren't banning the use of a mask. If somebody wants to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. What these states are banning is forcing somebody to put something on, forcing the mandate. So this is very, very confusing, because I think we had made amazing progress in civil rights and the Americans with Disabilities Act when it came to, look, accommodate, accommodate, accommodate. Right? You know, if somebody, you know, does not feel comfortable with something, you can't force it. You don't fire them. You don't not feed them. You don't serve them. You don't refuse service to a customer. You don't, you know, force somebody, you know, with either anxiety or autism. Autistic kids don't do well with masks, a lot of them, or breathing issues. You don't force them. So when I hear that civil rights, ADA, I'm thinking, okay, right, they're going to finally clear this up. Apparently that's not what's happening. It's being changed where it is against your civil rights if somebody doesn't mandate. That's not making a lot of sense. That makes no sense to me. And if you made me stand around a bunch of people wearing this, where this has been proven now to only to allow 90% of somebody's exhale out, I'd be like, why don't force them? I mean, I'm breathing their stuff in anyway. And then when you, on top of all this, realize that studies are showing that vaccinated individuals spread the virus also. So if you're doing mandates and you're forcing somebody to get a vaccine and you're asking them why, well, so they don't spread the virus, vaccinated individuals could spread it. So people wearing masks could spread the virus. There's studies proving that, and vaccinated people could spread the virus. So why are we mandating? Now, I am going to support masks. I don't support mandates, but I support the use of masks. I support the vaccine. I think the vaccine is working, and I think masks might provide a barrier as long as it's an N95 mask. You want to wear an N95 respirator, good for you, because those suckers work, especially with all the wildfire. If you're going to use something during the wildfire and the smoke, an N95 respirator helps a little bit more than the bunch of the other crap people are wearing. But employers and schools are kind of scratching their head, and we need to kind of reevaluate what are civil rights and what are accommodations under the ADA. President Biden made an announcement. He made a proclamation, and he said that long COVID gets allowed protections under the ADA. If you mess with that ADA, you're in trouble. If you're an employer, if you're a school, and you screw with that, and you don't give somebody an accommodation, or you discriminate against somebody that has a condition, you're done for in the legal system. That's why the ADA is there, to protect people. So when I take care of patients and they go, look, Dr. Wax, I can't have anything over my mouth. I have anxiety. I have PTSD. I have asthma. The ADA was designed to protect people like you. If you're Native American, Hispanic, Black, female, Asian, white, if you walk into a restaurant and walk into a store and somebody decides to not serve you or refuse service, right, that's what the Civil Rights Act is supposed to protect you on. When I have Black patients telling me that they are refused service, I'm like, this is 2021. This isn't the 60s. It should have happened. Why are we dealing with segregation now? So I like the idea that somebody's finally looking into, legal scholars are actually looking into the Civil Rights Act and ADA. What I don't like is they're using it to see if the mandates, or staying away from a mandate and saying, look, your choice, so we don't get in trouble, is affecting you, or is a infraction of that. So, you know, I'm an employer. A lot of us have employees. A lot of us have, relationships with people. We're in school. And when it comes to doing things right, we want to do things by the book. We want to do things by the book with the labor board. We want to do things by the book when it comes to those with disabilities, and we don't want to mess around and make anybody feel discriminated against, refuse work, refuse care, refuse teaching. But now it seems like we might be changing the civil rights laws and changing the ADA laws that are going to start to confuse those of us who don't want to violate anything. I get that right now it's in vogue. Maybe it's not in vogue. A lot of people don't like it, but it's in vogue from a government standpoint to mandate. But the reason why we have the Civil Rights Act and the ADA is to protect against bad employers, bad business owners, bad teachers that will discriminate against you for having a choice. And once we break that, you're going to, one, confuse people. You're going to go after an employer for not making accommodations for one thing, and then you're going to go after an employer who's making accommodations. If you are following the ADA to a T, you have got to make accommodations for somebody. It's the law. So what, we're not going to do accommodations anymore? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.